Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
It's great to see you all here. Happy Easter, or Happy Resurrection Sunday, as us Christians like to say, and hopefully that'll become clear over the next 20 minutes why, like, Happy Resurrection Sunday. Like, it's such a huge day. It's exciting for us all. It's good to see faces I don't know. Welcome. My name's Steve Kovitz, and looking forward to working through Resurrection Sunday with you 2024. And so let me begin my little bit with saying, He is risen. If you have never seen that done before, Christians have actually done that for 2,000 years. Resurrection Sunday, to remind ourselves the best news in the whole world, Jesus really is risen. He is risen. The response is, He is risen indeed. And that is crazy, isn't it? Thank you, Jerome, for throwing out a live chook. Like, this is extraordinary. On the Friday, Jesus' dead body was put in a tomb. Easter Sunday, Jesus is alive. That's magic. My four children, they're all grown up now. But when they were younger, I could do magic. I could grab their nose. I could pull my thumb apart. I could make my index finger disappear. Finger in the box. Two taps, and it's gone. I could make one finger go from one hand over to the other hand. But alas, my kids have grown up, and they no longer believe in my magic. Now, I cannot do magic any longer, but I believe in magic, and I hope you do too. You see, sitting at the heart of the Christian message is a powerful, life-changing, dangerous magic. On Good Friday, we remember Jesus Christ died on the cross. And on Easter Sunday, we celebrate He is alive. Now, why do I call that dangerous? Now, it's because I'm remembering something that was said a little while ago on an ABC Q&A program. The platform was actually the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. And one of the questions that came into the panel is, what is the most dangerous idea that most changed the world for the better? And Peter Hitchens, who is a Christian that was on the panel, had this answer. The most dangerous idea in human history and philosophy remains the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and rose from the dead. That is the most dangerous idea you will ever encounter. And the host, Tony Jones of Q&A, asked Peter, why is Jesus' resurrection the most dangerous idea ever? And Peter went on to say this, because it alters the whole of human behavior and all our responsibilities. It turns the universe from meaningless chaos into a designed place in which there is justice, and there is hope, and therefore we all have the duty to discover the nature of that justice and work towards that hope. Some people believe that Jesus's resurrection is a lie. And then there's some people who believe that Jesus's resurrection, that's a metaphor that Christians use for renewal. But Christians believe Jesus rising from the dead really, truly, actually did happen. And that changes everything. How about you? Is Jesus' resurrection a lie? a metaphor, or the truth. Now, let me be completely upfront. I don't think the metaphor thing works at all. It's a little bit like the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. It's just not a safe place to live. You've got to choose one. Either a lie or a truth. And I want to show you that there is no middle ground by running through three things that came out of the reading that Justine gave us from Matthew chapter 27. I'm just going to read them again. Matthew 27, verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all of the land until the ninth hour. And as Jerome just told us, you know, that was the first all black. This was a literal darkening of the land from 12 noon until 3 p.m. as Jesus hung on that cross. And about the ninth hour, so that's 3 p.m., Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again and with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Jesus died on that cross. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This was a well-constructed curtain. It was 20 meters by 10 meters. It took 300 men to lift and put up. It was a strong, sturdy curtain. Something miraculous happened for this curtain to be torn from top to bottom. And the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, sure, some people want to say that darkness happening in the middle of the day wasn't supernatural. You know, maybe an eclipse happened and dark clouds were coming over, and that's why everything was dark. Some people want to say that the curtain, well, maybe it was just old, a bit frayed, and it was a bit frail. And sure, there was an earthquake, and that earthquake led to the curtain being torn in two. But what are you going to do with this whole people coming out of their tombs, and on Resurrection Sunday, friends and family were actually eyewitnesses and saw them walking around? And before someone yells out a certain Hollywood genre, two things. There are kids in. I'm deliberately not using that Z word. And besides, it's a Hollywood genre that's fictional. Do you hear that, millennials? It's a fictional genre. That was fun. That was a little joke. Matthew 27 is not presenting these dead people coming out of their tombs and walking around visiting their friends and family as some Hollywood fictional genre. Matthew 27 is presenting that as historical truth. This really happened. Listen, the Bible presents the darkness in the middle of the day, the curtain being supernaturally torn in two, dead people coming out of their tombs and walking around on Easter Sunday as historical truth. There is no middle ground like metaphor. We either believe this happened or it's all a lie. As C.S. Lewis wrote, "Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing Christianity cannot be is moderately important." I began this sermon by saying, I believe in magic. And so let me just try and ease the concerns of some Christians that may be in this room of me using the word magic when we're talking about Christian faith. Listen, all I'm saying is that there are things in God's word that are not natural. They're supernatural. Jesus walking on water is not natural. That's supernatural. Jesus turning water into wine, that's not natural. It's supernatural. Our belief that there is life after death is not natural. That is supernatural. And then there's the one that just sits at the top of them all, in terms of all the supernatural events. This is the one that, if once we believe this one, it makes all the other miracles in the Bible easy to believe. What is it that Christians all around the world are celebrating today? Yeah, Jesus has risen from the dead. That is not natural. Jesus' resurrection is the most powerful, life-changing, dangerous magic of all. And yes, magic is not the right word to use for Jesus' resurrection. But I'm not sure what word to use for Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' resurrection is of infinite importance. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. There is no middle ground here. We either believe it really did happen, or we believe it is a lie. And Christians believe the stone has been rolled away. Jesus has smashed through the tomb. Jesus was dead and he's now alive. And that is a truth that we are to experience. Jesus' resurrection, it's a truth that changes us from the inside out. Jesus' resurrection is something that turns all of our ambitions upside down. Magic happened over the first weekend, Easter weekend. And if you don't like the word magic, use supernatural. But whatever word you use, make sure you believe, really believe, that Jesus' resurrection is of infinite importance to you. As Peter Hitchens put it in the Festival of Dangerous Ideas, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we have a hope that we must take into the world. I'm going to finish with three reasons why Jesus' resurrection is of infinite importance to you. And there are three reasons that come directly out of the darkness, out of the curtain, and out of those dead people walking around on the first Easter Sunday. And so firstly, the darkness. The darkness in the middle of the day, it was a supernatural darkness because it represented the fact that God came to punish Jesus on that cross for our sin. There is no greater nightmare for a human being than to face God with unforgiven sin. And because God punished Jesus on the cross for our sin, we, if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead, have our sins forgiven. That's great news. And the news gets better, because that curtain being torn in two supernaturally, that was God tearing the curtain in two. Because that curtain, we're told in the Bible, it represented the fact that we're separated from God. Every human that's ever walked this planet has been made by the Creator. We're made to have a relationship with God, but our sin separates us. There's a barrier between us and God. And so God says, he declares on the first Easter, I've torn the barrier in two. Put your trust in my Son and you will have relationship and embrace with your Creator. And the news gets better. Those dead people walking around. It really did happen. You see, Jesus really did burst out of the grave. Jesus grabbed our greatest fear. Oh, how many people fear death? I mean, it's 21st century Aussies. We don't even talk about it, I dare you. At your next family get-together, ask everyone, so what are you putting on your tombstone? We fear death. And Jesus is declaring, I have grabbed death and I have pulverized it. I have beaten it up. I have chewed it up. I have spat it out. And if you're thinking, well, that's okay for Jesus. He's the Son of God. Remember Matthew 27. He pulverized death for his followers. There were other people who came out of their tomb on Easter Sunday and walked around again amongst family and friends. Jesus' death and pulverizing of death was for his followers as well. I told you about how my children are grown up. I still remember one of these meals where our eldest, who was 5 at the time, our daughter was 4, and Nicole and I were talking about death and how we don't need to fear death. And so Matthew decided he was going to try and encourage his 4-year-old sister over the dinner table. And he just said to her, oh, I don't care if we die before mum and dad die. I know God will give me dinner. Do you know what God's saying to us on Easter weekend? Have childlike faith in the truth that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. You know, sometimes truth is really boring, isn't it? You know, like when you have to memorize a bunch of truth just to pass an exam. But sometimes truth is like peace, comfort and foundation. One of the great experiences of life is friendship. And friendship, deep, real friendship, it's built on truth. Friends, Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came and died on a cross and rose from the dead. That is true truth. Not just to be believed up here. Not just to be believed in here. But to be experienced in every cell of your soul. He's risen. And that fact, that truth changes this universe from meaningless chaos to a universe where your Creator says, I want a loving, personal, real relationship with you. And so happy Resurrection Sunday. To anyone here who has not yet handed their life over to Jesus Christ, my prayer is that Easter 2024, today is the day that you will experience the truth of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to put Phil on the spot. Sorry, I haven't teed you up, but I only heard in the announcement. Are you actually going to hang out under one of the basketball hoops today? Yep, that one. If you haven't met Phil before, take my word for it. He will listen to wherever you're up to in your relationship with Jesus. He will want you, help you to help you experience Jesus Christ. why don't you talk to at least one person today, if you're not yet a Christian, about experiencing Jesus Christ? And to my brothers and sisters, oh, happy Resurrection Sunday. How wonderful is the good news of Jesus Christ. On Christmas, we've started singing this Christmas song, Who Would Have Dreamed, the chorus goes, Who Would Have Dreamed or Ever Foreseen that we could hold God in our hands, the fact that Jesus would be born as a baby. Well, how about someone take that song and make a Easter chorus? Who would have dreamed or ever foreseen that we could hold the gospel in our hand? We have solid hope that we've got no other choice. As Bob has already prayed, let's go to our friends and our family and our colleagues and bring this hope. It is real. It is solid. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, how extraordinary that we can call the creator of the universe Father because you have brought us in through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, you are... Your Son is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and all of our hope rests on him. We thank you that there is a hope. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.